Johnson was in the center of the squad with the 60. Brunner had the radio, and the rest of the squad were to one side or the other. I had the Claymores and 36 grenades. The Claymores were the baddest things going. They could be aimed to cover a target area and wasted anything within 60 meters in front of them. Pee-wee, you got your switchblade? Damn straight, came the quick answer. Why do you always carry that thing? Case this war gets serious, Pee-wee said.
Perry, you put out the Claymores?
Wallowick's voice.
Damn, I forgot them. Cover me.
I couldn't believe I hadn't put out the Claymores. I started off as quickly as I could, keeping a low profile. The moon seemed to float in a curtain of fog over the field. I was praying for rain. I went out and started putting in the first Claymore. There was nothing to attach a tripwire to that looked like it would cover anything. Maybe I could have figured out something if I had stayed out a little longer, but I heard a double click coming from Pee-wee's direction. I set the mine for remote detonation and got back to Pee-wee as soon as I could.
What's up? I whispered. I just heard two clicks from somebody, so I passed them on,
Pee-wee said. Two clicks were our signal on the first go-round. Then it would be one click, and then one and two. I made sure the grenade launcher was ready.
Psst!
Lobo was crawling toward us.
What's up? Gearhart wants to know if you set the Claymores for remote.
Yeah.
He saw me on the scope?
You could see almost as well with the starlight scope at night as you could see in the daylight.
Yeah, Pee-wee said. He got Brunner on the remote.
It got dark quickly. I was glad for the darkness and afraid of it. Whatever was terrible, I thought about. Suppose I was hit and they didn't notice it in the darkness. No, Pee-wee would notice it. I just knew he would. Pee-wee or Monaco. Brew came down the line and checked everybody. The wet ground soon had my fatigue soaked. I was getting cold. I wondered if they had actually started sending outfits home. I thought about Hawaii. The war was 1,000 miles away. We could hear its rumbling, but all we were doing was waiting for the word to get back to the base. It wasn't our war, I told myself. Not tonight. There was a faint odor that I recognized. Rotting bamboo. They used it along the paddy dikes for footing. I tried to think of something to think about. I didn't want to think about Mama. If I thought about her, I would get too involved. Same thing with Kenny. Same thing with Lieutenant Carroll. What to think about?